For the first time in college football history, we can finally say it's playoff time. In the inaugural four-team college football playoff, number 2 Oregon will play number 3 Florida State, and number 1 Alabama will play number 4 Ohio State. Grantland's Matt Hinton has written about the semifinal matchups, which are slated for New Year's Day. Matt, for listeners who haven't been following the change, briefly describe the system used for selecting those four teams, please.
As opposed to the past, which has used a combination of the traditional human polls and computer polls to determine number 1 and number 2 teams, that was the BCS. They scrapped that entirely. This year they've instituted a 12-person selection committee, and as of this past weekend, they've put out their final rankings, and the top 4 teams then will play in a playoff to determine the champion.
As we have noted many, many times on Only a Game, the old BCS system with its mathematical formula was widely disliked, but I have to think that the new playoff format isn't especially popular in Texas right now.
Not on the I-35 corridor, specifically because the two Texas teams that were in the running, TCU and Baylor, were left out of the top 4. But I feel like the playoff has been a wild success. I think it has driven a lot of interest in the regular season, and I think that people are really going to enjoy these matches.
Of the 4 playoff teams, defending champion Florida State is the only one that's undefeated. So, 2 questions. Why aren't the Seminoles the top seed, and can they stop the high-scoring offense of Oregon?
Florida State came into the season overwhelmingly number 1. They were a dominant team last year, didn't lose, won the national championship. So, you know, Florida State was expected to just keep rolling, and as far as the record goes, they have. But this team has not played up to its potential at all. They've consistently struggled. They've had to come from behind. They've been pretty uninspiring. That said, with the potential and the talent that they have on that team, and with Jameis Winston at quarterback, they can put that together over a full game for change. They can easily beat anybody in field.
A record 38 bowl games will be played this year. You have labeled the Peach Bowl as the most playoff-y matchup that's not a playoff matchup, which I kind of like. But are any of the 38 bowls actually a consolation for a team that didn't make it to the playoffs?
I don't know. I don't know that I would say it's a consolation, because the playoff was just such a all-encompassing goal. So for the teams that were in the running and really had a shot to make that Final Four, I think all of them are disappointed that they're not going.
Matt, I've got one last question. You can probably guess what it is. Actually, it's a 2-part question. Which 2 teams of the 4 advance to the championship game, and then who wins?
Alabama over Ohio State and Oregon over Florida State are the favorites. They're pretty substantial favorites. I think it's hard to go against. Alabama looks like the most complete team and one of the fewest weaknesses. Oregon is a strong team. I don't know if they're a great team, but they do have a great quarterback. Whatever weaknesses Oregon has, Marcus Mariota is able to transcend them. So I would probably go with Alabama in the championship, but all 4 teams really look like they have a chance to win it.
Matt Hinton is a staff writer at Grantland, and you can link to his pieces, Finally 4 and College Football Bowl Superlatives, at onlyagame.org. Matt, thanks very much for speaking with me.
Yeah, thanks for having me.